Hello, my name is Kyle Kepner. I am with Gilling Data Management, and I am the Chief Operating Officer with Gilling Data Management. And today I'm going to talk about our software called ARM. Our mission with ARM and as a company as a whole is to provide the research community technology to improve efficiency and accelerate innovation. Our software is trusted by over 10,000 researchers worldwide. It's probably way higher than that number, but that's kind of the ones that we claim because our software is used by some of the largest agrochemical companies in the world, actually the top 12, and they do a lot of contracted research around the world along with universities. We serve nearly 100 countries throughout the world. We have reps throughout the world, and actually I was going to mention for this group, usually with this slide, I usually go through the different reps that are located and throughout the world, and one of them is in UK, one is located in Germany, two in Belgium, and so we like to have local support in Europe. The two in Belgium, the one covers the Netherlands or the Scandinavian countries, the other one covers France and South. Our Germany rep covers all of Germany and then also into Italy, Czechoslovakia, and so forth on the eastern side. We have a representative in South Africa, a representative in South Korea, and then I just brought on a new representative in Australia. And that individual was, because of some of the large mergers that have been occurring, I usually watch our sales inbox to see if there's a new individual and starting up their company. So I am currently the rep for India. So if you know of anyone that is looking for an opportunity in India, please let me know. We do a lot of training on ARM with that individual, and then they would go out and do the local support. It gets to be a little tough at night doing trainings at 11 o'clock at night at my time, but we want to support that area. We cover all of the United States and Canada, just in our Brookings, South Dakota locations, but then we also have a representative in Colombia. But I am currently looking for someone in Brazil or Argentina. So if anybody knows of an individual that would like an opportunity there, by all means, let me know. And I was actually at Mississippi State last week, and there was a gal from Brazil. And she knows how to speak, well, she speaks Portuguese. Our software is in many different languages, and so I'm trying to lure her into maybe an opportunity in the future as being a rep for us. So knowing that, we serve the world, I guess, and we've got many, many, many researchers throughout the world that use our software. ARM facilitates all phases and all stages of an experiment, from creating the plan, creating the protocols, which is the plan, then doing the randomization, which is the realization of the plan, and then managing and analyzing the data to reporting the results. So from the very beginning of the research to the end, our software handles all of it. And one of the benefits, and the reason why I really stress the use of our software worldwide, is that data needs to be consistent, and it needs to be consistent from researcher to researcher and year over year. We struggle with some of our clients keeping consistency even within their own organization, even within themselves. So what we do in ARM is we provide a defined structure to enter that information. And we use a lot of master dictionaries that are provided from the industry, such as EPO. They handle all of our weeds and crops. And BBCH scales, we put those into our software. So that way there's a standardized way of providing the research. So one thing that we're proud of is that with some of these mergers, we can now claim the top 12 agrochemical companies use our software. Now, you may think, well, it's agrochemical. But when we think about horticulture, we think about research as a whole and doing agricultural research. And it really doesn't have to be efficacy trials. It doesn't have to be insecticide, you know, and so forth. All those different industries, yeah, they use our software, and a lot of those large companies use it. But it's really about research as a whole. The reason why the top 12 agrochemical companies use it is because they contract a lot of their research out, and they want to have that consistency. And ARM is that arm, no pun intended, between the CROs and the large companies, and then also between companies. Because if companies are collaborating to create research and to create data. They want to have that information that's being able to be passed between the different companies. I'm not going to cover this a lot, but it's really about using our software in the field, which we always recommend. But leaf wall area, just for curiosity, who has heard of leaf wall area before? We got one. Samuel, thank you. He was at my booth earlier today. On the European side, there's somewhat of a movement the last 10 years into understanding how the labeled rates of products are applied. And what they've noticed is that with three-dimensional crops that change over time, the label should not be about the amount of active ingredient per acre or per hectare. It should be about the amount of coverage and efficacy that you are trying to achieve. We had this industry issue, and through 10 years of discussion and 18 months of development, our software now has the ability to change the amounts of product to measure and the efficacy of a product so that it will change over time as a grapevine would do from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So we met that industry challenge and we provided that solution, and that is now released within our software. We also collaborated with a company called ClearAg, which has an API to call weather. All of the subscriptions for that weather would be handled directly with ClearAg, but within ARM, if you're looking for 30-year averages, 15-year averages, daily weather back to 1989, hourly weather back 2 years prior in 20-minute increments, ClearAg will bring that information, and it is a one-click option within ARM. So that way, if you have a subscription, you can have the dates entered and then click OK, and ARM will then bring in all of that raw data from their system. Also, we hired, for those of you that use ARM, we brought on marketing. We realized that we needed to have a little bit more of a relationship with our clients. We would go through training sessions, and we would realize that clients didn't know how to use some of the features in our software that have been out for 6 to 10 years. So now we are doing a better job at every release. We have features in action videos. We have publications. And I just want to make sure that you guys knew that we're working on that. So the year ahead, for me and my background, it's about precision ag. And it's the ability to be able to tie correlation of unknown variation ahead of time into your research and having that ability to make that correlation. Also, if you know that correlation and you want to build a randomized complete block and block accordingly, then we want to be able to do that within ARM in a not so unorganized way, but really through spatial analysis, not analysis, but spatial tools. So we are located in Brookings, South Dakota. And South Dakota State University provides a precision ag degree, and we now have one staff person that is working specifically to bring in precision ag, especially because we've noticed that in the past, the industry is moving a lot towards UAV when it comes to ratings, flying a drone over and then providing the ratings, whether it's every 3 days or every day. And we want to have our software be able to interpolate that raw data behind that image and then put that into the trial. So it's all about training initiatives. We consider exhibits a training initiative. If you have any questions about ARM or how to use it, please feel free to stop at our booth. And we've got tutorials online and then also coaching events. Like I said, last week I was in Mississippi and we trained 82 individuals on how to use and certified them on how to use ARM at Mississippi State. So product release, we just work as a team to ensure that our clients know how to use our software. But also please understand that we do not, as a corporation, we do not do research. So we rely on individuals such as yourself to help us understand what our software is not doing and what it could be doing better. And then we work with groups to help develop that software so that way we can provide that solution. So we improve efficiency within your research. And really, using ARM, it's all about understanding the flow of how to use the software. And once you understand that flow, it's really about doing things in an organized way and in a way that the industry can speak back and forth to each other in that organized way. So really it's all about planning, you know, creating the treatment list, understanding what you have for treatments, managing the trials, analyzing the data, and then also reporting the experiments, which is we run statistical analysis within our software. So what we believe ARM does, it provides that structure for consistent information. We provide that structure utilizing master lists and then also tools for all phases of that experiment, which then we believe improves the efficiency, accuracy, and quality of your results. Whether you're in Europe and you're working on research in the United States for a European company, whether you're in Korea and you're doing research for a company in the U.S., we have that ability so that through the nine different languages that we do offer, people recognize, they know what ARM is, they recognize what the data is, and through the assessments, they can set it up so that they're taking specific assessments and it's well documented as to what they need to do for those assessments. So just want to reiterate that our software goes across the world. That is how we've built our software through the past. So how does the workflow work? This is probably the toughest part of ARM. The first thing you do is you create a protocol. That is it. You spend as much time as you can and as needed to create a well thought out protocol. It includes the design. It includes the assessments that you want to take. We have a power and efficiency grid that will help you understand how many replicates you would need to achieve a significant result, whether it's across one location or multiple locations. You want to spend time on that plan. Then everything that you built in that plan goes into your trials. So it's really a template for your trials. So there's a fine line as to what you put in your protocol. You may not know the date that you're going to take the assessment, but you may know when you want to take the assessment. You may want to have it at a specific leaf stage, a specific growth stage. You want to set that up, and like I said, there's a fine line as to how much you want to insert into that protocol, but the more you put in, the better the trialist, if it's not yourself, understands what you want them to do. So then you can create as many trials as you would like from that protocol and enter in information. The tablet data collector, which we talked just briefly on, that is only at a per trial level. It's an add-in that can be purchased, but it may not be for everyone. But that's how the TDC X fits into the model of what we provide. And then we also provide single trial results. Single trial reports. All of these files, whether it's a protocol or a trial, they are binary files. So they are just like you would create in Excel. You create an Excel template, you can save it, you can send it to somebody. It's the same way in ARM. You can save it, you can send it to somebody. Then you create binary files that are trials. Same exact way. And how do you store them? You can store them on any device. You can store them on a shared network drive. You can share them in our next product, which is ATD. This is a product that is an SQL database that will normalize all of your data, whether it's from trials or protocols. It'll bring it into ATD, and then you can use other data visualization tools such as Tableau or ClickView or I think Splitfire and so forth. You can use those within the ATD. It's not for everyone, but now you know what ATD is. And then, like I said, so you can store your data on a local shared drive. You can store it on a local drive or a shared drive. And then Summary Across Trials is another product that we offer, which will then summarize your data across locations or trials. So it's a multi-trial analysis. So we have these different options because if you're a CRO, a contract research officer, you may not be summarizing data across locations. You may be the one location of data for that sponsor or organization that has contracted you to do research. So we have them split out so that way we can have our software affordable for all of our clients. So really, like I said, it's the plan. Once you create that plan, you then create the realization of the protocol plan. And the protocol components would be your treatments, assessments, your study rules, and then all of that information goes into the trials, and then you bring in your randomization, your data, and then any of your site description information. How can you share information? We have some safeguards within ARM that allows you, or it'll run validation, so that way if you make a mistake, you put in the year 2032 instead of 2019, it's going to validate and say, hey, wait a second, this, you have a year that's so far ahead. Essentially, it's validation to help stop embarrassment, is really. It's to help you from being embarrassed. And a lot of these, and we also use a lot of study rules to say, hey, you put in an assessment, you can put in a study rule that says, if you don't have a date, it will not pass validation, because you cannot not know what date you took that assessment. So there's many different study rules that you can put in there to help either lock fields so that you got your standard structure way of taking your data, or it's that you want specific information, and then you would use a send to function to run that validation. You can share this, like I mentioned earlier, through Outlook, Dropbox, and then you can export your data, whether to Excel, PDF. Our analysis that we use, some of it's in-house data calculations. They've all been verified against other statistical packages, but we also run R in the background of our software. So if you purchase and use ARM, you'll also download R, and then specific functions within ARM will use R to run the statistics. And then you can always export it out to SAS to verify the results if you so choose. I would love to see a button in the future that actually says send out to SAS, send out to R, and then it's got the code. Our statistician that we have on staff already has that. So I want that released for the general client so that they can just send it out and they can see the code that we use. And if they need to tweak it, they can tweak it and then run their analysis. We realize with university personnel, there's specific ways you have to run analysis to publish papers. We know that. So we have the option so that you can export it out as raw data and then run your own analysis. It's just some of the recent updates. I don't know what time I have. I got a little bit of time here. I forgot there wouldn't be a clock on there. So some of our recent updates, for those of you that maybe have used ARM in the past, we've had a lot of requests for custom labels. And so now we created a custom label export so that you can send out the information about your trial or protocol. And then that raw data, you can put it into Word and do a mail merge. The other custom feature within ARM just released is a custom weather connection. So if you're using a standalone weather station and you're not using ClearAg, you don't have a subscription, but if you have a maybe a Spectrum unit, or I'm trying to think of the other companies that sell standalone weather stations, usually their data will come out in a standard output form, and maybe it's a CSV file. Within ARM, you can now set up a custom connection, so that way it will remember how that data is going to look, and it'll save it within ARM as a drop-down option, so you can just go to that connection and say, okay, I'm bringing in this type of weather, my local station weather. And it'll know the connection, it'll know where the mapping of where the different columns are, and it'll fill your data into ARM. So that way it's stored within ARM. So here I'm just showing that you define your connection, then you map your headings, and then it will bring it into ARM, and it'll remember it. And you can always fix that connection if for some reason your daily or your standalone weather station did not or sent out a different connection, then you can always update it. And another part I wanted to cover on that too is you could run both in combination, because I don't think that your standalone station is going to give you 30 years of past history of data. Within ARM, you can import both and it'll merge both of them. So whatever cells that you, or fields that you have empty within ARM and you've put in your data from your standalone weather station, you would then be able to run ClearAg and fill it in if you wanted to have historical data for that same location. We also have what we call SEs. We call them standard evaluations. In ARM, we try not to ever have you do anything twice if we can help it. We want to have easy methods so that you can set up an experiment the prior year, you can merge in all of your assessments and so forth, or if you have a specific way you want to take assessments for any type of study that you're doing, you can create an SE. And now we've added in the ability so that you can set up multiple timings of it. And you can have a list of all of your standard evaluations, and then you can set up the order that you want to take them, and then with a click of a button, it'll put them all in order for you. Also, with the new SE definitions tab, it gives the trialist the ability to go in and grab specific assessments that they want to take, and then that way they're structured, they're the same, they're described the same every single time that they use it. We also brought in repeated assessment, repeated measures, statistical analysis for repeated assessments. So that way if you're picking strawberries or you're applying a product, you applied a product and you want to see the efficacy of that product over time, you can then run repeated measures analysis, and it will help determine whether time had a factor on the results. And if time did have a factor on the results, we offer two different correlation analysis tools which will help adjust your degrees of freedom to account for that amount of degrees of freedom lost from the time having a correlation. And then once you know that, then you can factor that or adjust your degrees of freedom down and then add more precision to your analysis to make your decision. So here's just showing how you would do it. Is very easy within ARM. You just select a column, one that would be kind of the template, and then ARM will find all of the other columns of data, and it'll ask you if these are the correct assessment dates, if you want to include them, and it will look to see, hey, do these have consistent time frames? Consistent intervals to make sure that your time, if it is a factor, that at least the difference between your intervals isn't messing up with your analysis. So what it first does is it first looks to see if the treatments were significantly different. Then if they were, then it'll look to see if the rating dates had a factor within your experiment. And if so, then it allows you to go through the analysis and say, okay, now that we know that time was a factor, now let's see if treatment by time was a factor. And then you'd be able to see the differences between the treatments within that study to see if, for instance, you had a treatment that you needed to achieve a certain level of efficacy by a certain date. And then maybe you can position those products based upon how much efficacy that it had throughout the season. So you can see how some of the products, since time had an influence across this study, you can see that maybe treatment number 6 and treatment number 2, how they flip-flopped, the light green and the dark green, how they flip-flopped in performance. So again, I think I am right on time. So again, you know, our mission is provide the research community technology to improve efficiency and accelerate innovation. And we've been around for 38, 39 years as a software company. And we're here. If you have any questions about ARM or the different options that we have, also university pricing, which is different from private industry pricing, come to my booth. I am right straight over there against the wall, and I'll be happy to speak with you about our product. Thank you.